Well, as we continue to follow all the rumblings regarding the 2012 Farm Bill, leaders of major farm and commodity groups huddled this week in Washington, D.C. for the first time since the failed attempt to pass a farm bill through the supercommittee process, an exercise that created deep divisions among commodities. Rice, sorghum, and peanut groups favored a safety net approach that included both higher target prices and revenue protection coverage. Corn, soy, and wheat groups strongly opposed the target price option. But also on the top of the meeting agenda was learning more about the congressional timeline for writing a new farm bill, as that seems to be the big question as of late. With the presidential and congressional elections taking center stage this year, many believe that the ag committees will have to have a draft out as soon as April in order to get it through all the channels by the time the 2008 farm bill expires. And with so many new members on the House ag committee, some are looking to the Senate ag committee to be the first to write the new farm bill. But in the meantime, Senate Budget Chairman Kent Conrad is not waiting around for the ag committees, as it's been reported that he's writing his own version of the next farm bill, with reports out of Washington indicating that under Conrad's plan, farmers would have a 90% crop revenue guarantee of their individual operation, replacing the average crop revenue election program. The senator's plan would build on crop insurance, requiring farmers to purchase a minimum catastrophic level of coverage or participate in the non-insured crop insurance disaster program in order to be eligible to participate in what Conrad is calling the Crop Revenue Guarantee Program. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.